here, darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Norma Ronald, John Graham, Garrard Green, Gordon Clyde, and as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. No matter what the economic climate, in London's smartest restaurants, business is always brisk. But there's still a special welcome for a familiar man about town.
Nice to see you after all this time, sir.
Yeah, it would have been sooner, but there was trouble at home.
Lost a lot of our regulars when property went down. This all right, sir?
Fine. I can keep an eye on my car. Kids scratch it with nails, you know.
I blame the parents, sir.
No, it's the kids. I've seen them.
Still the old 3 litres, sir?
No. Mine's the rolls in the street there.
Very nice, sir. So it wasn't true what we heard?
No, it was. Yeah, I lost every penny. Yeah, but the resourceful man can always get some money together. Unless, of course, he uses an electric fire. I'm in transport these days. Now, something to drink till she gets here.
Mrs. Duggan, sir?
Where? Oh. No, we're divorced.
Oh. I didn't know, sir.
No, we kept it quiet, you know. Just took her name off my windscreen. Years ago, yes.
Grace and me have taken the first step to a divorce too, sir.
Oh.
Yes, we got married.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Paul. How about that drink,
Ah, we've kept your old bottle, sir.
But not the Glen Trivet. Oh, did I ever tell you where I got that?
Yes, sir.
Then I will. I went down for the salmon with Cantor. You remember him? He used to mix his own salad dressing. God, he got through some ties.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful chap, knew how to live, never thought of tomorrow. I wonder what happened to him.
He's a car park attendant, sir.
Oh, I'll have a slimline Guinness.
What's that, sir?
Black coffee.
Yeah.
Want to keep in trim, if you know what I mean, and bring a triple Harvey Wallbanger for my... my guest. Oh, and Paul, when she gets here, tie down that randy chef of yours, will you?
Yes, sir.
There'll be so many heads turning, you'll think you're at Wimbledon.
Is she pretty, sir?
Is the Pope a Catholic? Pretty? Well, that's like calling Tutankhamen slightly ill. You may have seen her on the telly. A model, she is, yes. She's the one where the man climbs into her bedroom, you know, and with a box of chocolates and leaves them on the end of her bed and then goes. Twit.
Quite so, sir.
This is going to be a night to remember. Oh, God. I can feel it in my credit cards.
It is, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
It is. Are you testing margarine or something?
Leslie Duggan.
Oh, forgive me, I wasn't thinking.
Leonard Pavey.
Ah, Pavey.
Long time ago. Peter brought you and your wife to dinner once.
Of course.
Yes, I remember those pieces you used to write in Good Life.
The old paperback reviews. That is going back a bit.
I'm with a party over there. I want to get back. Can I buy you lunch next week?
Well,
I'd like your advice. White's on Monday, one-ish?
Right. Why not?
Oh, good. See you then.
Yeah.
Your drinks, Mr. Duggan.
No, thanks.
Lady, you're expecting some?
Oh, lovely girl. You wait. Eyes like neon footballs.
You're meeting her?
Yeah, sir. Oh, she's coming straight from the studios. Oh, she's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Lips like two socks. Full of crushed strawberries.
Would her name be Brandon, sir?
How did you... You've been reading the captions on page 3.
She's not coming, sir.
Yeah, I sense... What?
She's just rung the desk, sir.
Oh, why... Why did you tell me?
Well, I wasn't sure it was you, sir. She, couldn't remember your name.
Couldn't...
Well, she just described you to the cloakroom lad. She said to apologize and say she had to go somewhere important.
Thank you very much.
Would you care to order, sir?
Well, give me the menu. Now, what goes with my mood? Yes, I'll have a plate of bloaters.
I'll send the wine waiter, sir.
No, don't bother. A glass of water and a cup of tea. Might as well go home sober and get some sleep. Be up early for work.
Yeah, I'll walk you to your car.
Thanks.
Well, Mrs. Duggan, always a pleasure to see you at our factory.
Thank you for the lunch. Now, you can meet those dates.
Oh, no problem. Oh, you haven't had a man before.
Sorry?
Well, your chauffeur. Well, isn't that your car, the Grey Rolls?
I've only had him a few weeks. Not used to it yet.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, it's marvelous not having to drive, especially when there are things to be done. It means I can carry on in the back and have a sleep afterwards.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know he was here. He could have eaten with the Packers in the works canteen.
Oh.
Did you get him from an agency?
No. He's always done odd things for me. Haven't you, Leslie?
What's that, madam?
Well, goodbye, Mr. Wren. Now, you will bring your wife to London. I want to meet her.
Oh, and I'd like to meet your... Sorry. I forgot you were, well...
Divorce? You could say it. It's not a disability. And it was a long time ago.
Well, all make mistakes when we're green. My first wife drove me to drink.
My ex-husband drove me to work. I mean, the divorce spurred me on to build up the business.
Aye, well, we're all grateful for that, Mrs. Duggan.
Well, I won't keep you, as my husband said.
I wish you wouldn't joke like that. He suspected something.
Oh, don't be silly, Leslie. And take off those ridiculous sunglasses.
Well, there's rather a glare.
You won't meet anyone you know in the Mersey Tunnel.
Well, sit in front, then.
I'm perfectly all right back here.
Oh,
thanks.
Come on, darling. You've finished work. Can't I be your ex-husband instead of your chauffeur for a bit?
Fair enough. When you're not my chauffeur, you don't get overtime.
Oh. Are you quite sure you're comfortable, ma'am?
You're much too sensitive, you know. It's a perfectly respectable job. You don't need that veil under your cap.
Well, it's just that the lining slipped a bit.
You pull it down. I've seen you. Without my dark glasses, you look like Sheikh Yamani with black eyes. You think that's inconspicuous? You're fooling yourself. Oh, Leslie.
Hmm?
I didn't thank you for fixing the car last night.
Oh.
You didn't have to take it home with you to mend the headlight. The garage could have done it this morning.
Well, I had a bulb there.
And lucky you spotted it was failing. Thanks. I wondered if you'd like to go to the theatre next week.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Some friends want to make up a four, so I...
Oh, why don't you say so? If you've no one to go with, of course I'll come.
What happens? It's not that.
No, it must be awkward.
Awkward?
Well, let's face it, darling. If there's one thing that puts men off, it's a successful woman.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it intimidates them. That's why you don't get asked out.
Who doesn't?
No man wants a woman who makes him feel inferior.
Then you must lead a very lonely life.
Oh, scratch, scratch.
If anyone's short of company, it'll be you. I can't see London's nubile queuing up for a penniless, middle-aged divorcee.
Oh, can't you?
Well, they don't, do they? Do they?
Well, if you say so, darling.
They're all mouth and trousers.
Well, Well, since you ask, I'll tell you this. Only last night, I had a date with one of the loveliest faces on television.
Not Terry Wogan.
What a girl. Everyone at the Sussex was talking about her, from the head waiter to the cloakroom lad.
You went to the Sussex? I thought you were broke.
I was, but you gave him my first month's salary.
You had no trouble getting there.
What?
To the restaurant.
No, 10 minutes if you put your foot down.
Down what? You haven't got a car.
Ah. I'll fix
the headlight, darling. How dare you use my role for your pathetic menopausal spawning ritual?
I had to test the new bulb, you know.
Reconnect the old one, you mean? Next time you're crawling like a superannuated maggot after one of your floozies, get the bus!
Yes, madam.
And get on with it, Peter, will you? Mrs. Duggan wants that ad in all three Sundays by the 5th, okay? I think he got the message.
Good. Claire?
Yes?
Do you think I intimidate men?
Do you want an honest answer?
If you want to look for a new job. Do I intimidate them?
What's this about?
Oh, it's just something Leslie said. It's so unfair. He's obviously cutting a sway through all the dolly birds, and I haven't been out with a man for 6 months.
I told you this chauffeur business wouldn't work. He's upsetting you already.
Well, who else would give him a job? He's never had to work in his life before. I feel responsible for him. Oh, still. I'm off. Where are the car keys?
Well, isn't Leslie driving you?
No, he asked for the afternoon off.
Taking advantage.
If I want your opinion, Claire, I'll rattle your cage. Probably in half an hour. Sorry, love.
So, Leslie, what are you doing these days?
Well, I take an interest in a transport concern.
Ah. Change from property. You've learned to steer clear of houses.
Yes, I slow down at the corners and...
Property,
yes.
Got what it takes, Leslie. Drive.
Where to, madam? Daydreaming. Sorry.
Those articles you used to write.
Oh, not for years. My style went out of fashion. I used grammar.
I liked it.
I'm just a keen amateur.
Look, I'm starting a weekly magazine. 7 days.
Yeah.
How would you like to do the food and drink column?
Take
you 1 day a week, 10,000, plus all the expenses you can eat, drink, and lie to your wife about.
I'd like to think about this.
Well, when can you decide?
Oh, I've decided. I just want to think about it.
Good. I was afraid you'd be too busy.
Well, I can think of something I could give up. When do we publish?
Yeah, it depends on raising all the money. I suppose you wouldn't like to...
No, all tied up, I'm afraid. What made you go in for magazines?
Well, you know I divorced Betty.
Hmm?
Well, we had something you don't often find in a modern marriage. But we spent it all. So here I am, working for a living. It's awful.
But how's your wife?
Fine. Business booming.
Business? Well, didn't you know she owns Quantum?
Well, not the mail order thing. Incredible.
Yes. I run part of it for her.
But you take a back seat, hmm?
Not exactly.
I'd like to meet her again.
Oh, she works long hours. Only sleeps when the clocks go back.
Uh-huh. Some more wine, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got those invoices, Caroline.
Thanks, Claire.
Hey, that's a sexy outfit. Are you seeing the tax man?
It wouldn't do any good, love. To get him going, you'd have to dress up in a pay slip. No. I've been asked out to dinner.
By a man?
No, by the Royal Corps of Signals. An old friend of Leslie's. Seems they met yesterday and he asked about me.
Well, what's he like?
Oh, I only met him once. Tall, dark, 30-ish.
Oh?
Well, that was 10 years ago. You know what Paul Newman looks like?
Yes.
Well, imagine him with grey eyes and a bigger nose and a fatter face. All right, he's not like Paul Newman. But better than a poke in the eye with a fish finger.
Why has he left it 10 years?
The car's outside, madam. How clear. Hey, you're looking nice today. Haven't seen that dress before. Love the hair. Oh, that cameo is perfect.
Those are new shoelaces, aren't they?
Sorry I'm late, but you know what the buses are like.
They're big and red. And if you want to catch one, you have to get up in time.
I knew you wouldn't need me in the morning, so I got some sleep.
I'll chase up those ads, Caroline. Excuse me, Leslie. Your body's in the way.
Sorry. She's never liked me, has she?
She thinks you take advantage.
Well, she won't have to put up with me much longer.
No.
I have had offers.
Is there much demand for unemployed dilettantes?
Writing.
Writing? Oh. You haven't done that for years. Even then it was just something to pass the time between holidays.
Oh, you do exaggerate. Darling, I even did some scribbling in Italy. Do you remember? I had that table on the terrace.
Mm. Our honeymoon. Mm.
I'd write in the shade of those Tuscan poplars while you went for a walk.
Leslie.
You come back to the villa with a basket of wine and bread in that funny hat with the... It was you, wasn't it? Yes, well, anyway, I had lunch with an old friend yesterday.
Leonard.
How did you know?
He rang last night to ask me out.
What? The sneaky... Well, don't say you're going.
Why not?
Well, he's a fortune hunter.
Oh, of course. Any man who asks me out has to be after my money.
But he is. I mean, he's already married for money twice. You're a means to an end. He wants your means down his end. He's an unprincipled shark. He's the biggest rogue in London.
Why did you see him?
I'm going to work for him. You didn't tell him anything.
I see. You don't want me to meet him in case I tell him you're my chauffeur. I suppose you told him you're the Prince of Wales now.
But people never give you a job if they think you need it. I mean, it's like public conveniences are always locked when the pubs close. But believe me, darling, I'm only thinking of you.
Well, you can keep your eye on me. That's where you're driving me this evening.
Oh, no.
Obligatory overtime. I need transport and you're it. Then I can have a few drinks and get home safely. That's what chauffeurs are for.
Oh, it's going to look nice when he finds his star writer opening car doors.
He doesn't have to see you.
Sorry, I won't do it.
Oh, well, you've got your new job to go to.
Yeah, well, not yet, and I do have some bills. And as the milkman isn't gay...
I'll be ready at 7. You needn't wear uniform.
Thank you, madam.
Would you believe me if I said you'd grown even lovelier in 10 years?
If you're a good enough liar, Leonard.
Always thought Leslie was a lucky man.
You didn't mention giving him a job.
Oh, get him from under your feet.
Why, if that's where he belongs. Still. Then let's talk about Leslie.
Right.
He is to us.
But you're glad he's in on the magazine.
Sorry?
You're pleased that Leslie's in with us?
Us?
Oh, I want you in on this package, Caroline. Yeah, I'm glad Leslie's told you about the mag. It's going to make a bomb. You can have 10%.
Oh. You want me to invest?
Well.
I'm sorry, Leonard. That's not on, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, never mind. In that case, you can have full-page adverts for Quantum in the first 3 issues at half rates.
Before you even publish?
Oh, it's quite common.
Perhaps. But I need to know a lot more.
3,000 a page.
Three? How do you know you'll have that bigger circulation?
Jean Rooks promised not to write for it.
So, I'm sorry, Leonard. Come back when you're selling.
Ah, well, it's natural you should be cautious, but talk to Leslie.
He'd hardly be objective if he's got a column.
If.
Ah. If I don't cough up, he doesn't get it.
Oh, wouldn't put it like that.
Wouldn't you? So that's why he wanted to see me.
Well, I know he's keen. I'm sure he'll be easier to live with if you don't spoil it.
Leonard, you know we're divorced.
What? I rang the old number and...
I kept the house. So you thought you'd get to my money through my husband.
Oh, come on, Caroline. It's a good offer.
Rubbish. Magazines are risky. Harder to get off the ground than a brick souffle.
Well, let's just forget it then.
Oh, well. Look, I'll go to 2,000 a page.
You will?
If you guarantee Leslie's in, I know it means a lot to him, but not a word about this, all right? I'll give you the check now.
You won't regret it.
My pigging will. Who do I make it out to?
Oh, well,
I wouldn't if I were you, madam.
What?
Masters, Fraud Squad. And this is Detective Sergeant James. Leonard Pavey?
Yes?
I have certain charges to make regarding Leonard Pavey Magazines Limited, Leonard Pavey Garages, and Leonard Pavey Factors.
You've got the wrong man.
I suggest we talk in my office, but if you'd rather we made a scene here, Sergeant James will take you to pay the bill. Don't try to use the credit card. Mrs. Duggan, can I walk you to your car? I'll explain all this. It's the rolls, is it, Mrs. Duggan? Could we get in, as it's drizzling? Oh, there's a chauffeur in the front.
Oh, it's all right. I don't mind him hearing if you don't. Besides, if you open the door quietly, he may not wake up.
Right. allow me, madam.
Thank you.
Sorry, darling. Madam.
Put the heater on, Leslie. I'm not wearing a bra.
No, it's all right. My hands aren't cold. Yes, madam.
This gentleman's a policeman.
Oh.
He has something to tell me about your friend, Leonard.
Mrs. Duggan, have you heard of This Week magazine? Or London Weekly? Or The Age?
No.
Nor has anyone else. Except the mugs who invested in them. Nice little con. I expect he offered you cheap advertising.
That's right.
Sometimes he'll even invite the mug to write a column if he thinks he's vain enough. Of course, not many people are that stupid.
Of course not.
Oh, God.
Lucky for you, we've just got the case together.
Yes.
Your check would have gone straight to his personal creditors. Well, I'll join our friend. I don't think we need involve you in the case, Mrs. Duggan. But if we do, I'll be in touch.
Well.
Well.
Made fools of us both, hasn't he?
Yes.
Leaves you feeling a bit flat, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you, fancy a late night film?
No. I think I'd like to go home.
Oh.
As you're driving me, you can come in for a warm. I've got bottles of it.
Oh. I can't miss my last bus.
Could stay the night. I've got a spare alibi. And I'll warm up a pair of your old slippers.
Thanks, I'm starving. Well, off we go. Oh, darling, you are really looking gorgeous.
Steady, Leslie. We're not home yet.
Watch!
What?
Don't pull out in front of that car.
It's all right. Oh, it's them.
Poor Leonard in the back.
Yeah, they've stopped. Darling, open your window.
Lights!
What?
Near side lights. They're dead. Looks like the bulbs have gone.
They can't be. They're new.
Well, they must have been put in wrong. Fused. You should change your garage.
But it hasn't been to... Oh, dear.
You half-wit.
Can't drive like that. It's illegal. You'll have to get a taxi. Good night.
Well, Leslie, I'm going to ask the doorman to get me a taxi.
Yeah, shall I...
You'll be in time for your bus after all. Good night.
Yeah, but darling, madam, Mrs. Duggan, mistress.
Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Norma Ronald, John Graham, Gerard Green and Gordon Clyde. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Taylor.